Hey guys, hope you're having a great day today. I'm really excited about today's show because it has super actionable tips that are a bit different than we've talked about in the past that maybe involve conflict resolution, how to communicate better, things like that. This is all about massage. And today I talk with Dennis Merkes. And Dennis has been a massage therapist for nearly 2 decades. And for a lot of that time, he's been teaching couples how to massage each other to build connection, trust, and intimacy. So I really enjoyed this conversation because Dennis walks us through how to do just that, how to approach your partner about massage and how to give it with actionable techniques. Obviously, this is an audio format, but I think in the 30 minutes that you're going to listen, you're going to get enough tools to be able to go home and do it tonight, today, this morning, whenever you're listening to it, and just get started. And then if you want to dive deeper, you'll be able to watch Dennis's videos. You could sign up for his classes if you really want to take it to the next level. But if you listen to this podcast, it's going to be a great primer for some ways to give a better massage and how to approach your partner and communicate about it and tons more. So enjoy today's show. As always, appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you have a great day. Hey, Dennis, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
G'day, Chase. How you doing?
Doing excellent. And it is morning time for you down in Australia. So I appreciate you getting up early to have a conversation that I'm really excited about. And that is how we can use couples massage as a way to build connection and trust. So I thought we could start by talking a little bit about the theory and why that is valuable from a touch and psychological standpoint. And then maybe we can definitely throw in some actionable tips for our listeners to implement as soon as they get done with this podcast or later tonight or on the next date night. So let's start by having you tell our listeners why you're so passionate about couples massage and how it can help build connection and trust.
A good question. So when I first set up Melt, it was just a playful thing. It was something that me and my partner could do. And especially as a massage therapist, I wanted to be able to massage my partner in a way that's not something that feels like it's work, you know? I wanted to be able to massage my partner in a way that I could connect with her. And so, you know, have you seen the movie Ghost?
I know the famous scene that I think you're going to talk about.
Right, yeah, that pottery scene. So, like, it all started with me where I really like this girl in my early 20s. And I'm like, how do I differentiate myself from the rest of the boys? You know, and I remember the movie Ghost, that pottery scene, that famous pottery scene. I'm like, that's how I'm going to massage her in that position. That's where I can find the most amount of intimacy within my massage. I mean, I really wanted to impress this girl. And so it all started there, right? And from there, I've started figuring out how I could massage my partner in a way that I could build intimacy, where we could share connection and moments of connection. And then from there, it's like, as Melt grew, like, it didn't mean to be a business. In the beginning, it was totally selfish and it was just for our relationship for many years. But as it's evolved, because I'm over a decade and a half in teaching couples now, and it's what I do full time. But now I'm talking with my audience and I'm asking them, how do you use massage in your relationships? And more reason, a bigger reason of like why you're using it. What's your purpose? What's your need? And this is where a common theme of connection and building trust. A lot of couples are saying that, you know, over time, life gets in the way, children get in the way, work, money, and you start drifting apart and they come back to physical touch as a way to build intimacy, to build connection and trust as well. Trust is a big one. There's one story where there's a few stories that hit home. One was where a melter, I call, because it's Melt Massage for Couples, I call my audience melters. And I received an email once from a melter saying, I have post-traumatic stress disorder. I was, I think she was raped when she was younger, and she has massive brick walls. She's like, I'm married. I love my husband. I can't let him in. I just physically can't let him beyond this brick wall that I've created. And we've been using your massage course because we sit in the way that that pottery scene, there's no eye to eye contact. It's not threatening. And so, and she's like, we're starting to break down the walls. I'm letting him in. We're building trust. And this is, my end goal for Melt, like the absolute end goal, if I could dream like a child, it would be to set up a research lab where we could see the effects of non-sexual physical touch within relationships and whether we could actually see, does it affect oxytocin? Can it raise serotonin levels? I mean, we know that there are studies between mother and child bonds that oxytocin brings that relationship together. And I think massage, like non-sexual physical touch, it doesn't have to be a full massage. It just can be a little shoulder rub or a little time on a regular basis can elevate oxytocin between couples too.
I don't think we need a ton of research to know that it's going to be valuable. Certainly having the lab will be cool, but if anyone thinks about like, oh man, when my husband comes up and just rubs my shoulders after a long day, I immediately just feel better, loose. Who doesn't want that? But a lot of times we don't do it. We get caught up in the daily chores of life and kids and work and maybe resentment towards our partner. We've been arguing like they don't deserve a back rub.
That's a big one. Yeah, like how much do we, even if it isn't to do with massage, it's to do with other little things, you know, like even giving out love languages. Like I think resentment is a big one. Like how many times do we self-sabotage our own needs and wants within a relationship just to say, it's your fault. You know, I'm not going to do this to you or for you just to show you that I'm angry with you. And I think that's a big part of healing relationships is owning your own rubbish and saying, you know what, I'm going to move beyond this feeling and initiate some sort of connection, some sort of, even if it is just a little massage, you know, or making them a coffee to say, here, I'm thinking about you.
I just had a thought. I had a great conversation with Dr. Helen Fisher, and we talked about how we can use biology, our biology, to create connection. And she used this example of a hypothetical couple who both are really active and they love to hike, and that's how they connect. And so they're having a fight, and instead of hashing out the fight and, you know, trying to figure it out, even in a constructive way, they go, hey, let's not do this. Let's go for a hike.
Right. A distraction, right?
Yeah. A distraction, and to kind of hack the biology of like, we don't need to solve this necessarily in talking it out in the psychological way. We're going to go to the biology. We both need to move. We love doing this, and let's connect there. And I bring that up because to me, basically what you're saying too is we can use couples massage as that reconnect. We don't have to self-sabotage, like you're saying. We can bring that in and say, hey, let me give you a shoulder rub. And you don't have to say this, but you might not want to, but that can kind of hack the system.
Well, going back to that research lab, like there's so many ideas. One premise that I've been thinking about and working on is like, you cannot be angry at your partner when your partner's giving you a massage. Like, and there's two sides to that coin. It's like either you'll be angry and not enjoy the massage, or you will enjoy the massage and not be angry. It'll be one of those other states. There's no in between. Like it's literally just black and white, you know. Like, and it's interesting because I think this is how powerful the brain is. I could be angry at a partner and refuse any sort of reconciliation because I'm so angry about it. Like it begins with me to be able to say, I'm going to allow the process to begin. And I think the hike is exactly that. You're allowing the process to begin by telling your partner, I'm willing to do this thing with you And over time, it just breaks down barriers, opens up conversation, and allows you to heal.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach, integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Let's talk about some actionable steps people can take towards implementing couples massage. And I know you teach this in a very detailed way. Obviously, there's video involved. We're an audio medium, but I think our listeners are driving down the highway. They're going to check out your site later. But let's walk them through how they can start tonight and get detailed with some of the techniques, because I want to know.
Perfect. All right. It's very easy. You know, it all begins, honestly, with making a commitment, like telling your partner. I think the hardest part of anything, and especially massage, is getting started. So telling your partner, I want to do this with you. Let's set a date and a time, and let's just not put any obstacles in our way. I'll get the massage oil out in the morning. I'll get my little hand towel out in the morning as well. And the way I teach it, you don't need any fancy equipment. All you need is massage oil. That's it. You can do it at home. And then you set a date and a time. And then The most important thing, I think, in massage is finding a connection. So to physically start, the one technique that I think couples should be learning is what I call contouring. Palms down, fingertips down, and molding your hand to your partner's body. The more surface area that you can touch on your partner, the better the massage will feel. That's as simple as it gets. This is something I can teach you in 5 minutes. And even better, like if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll be able to find this for free. You don't even have to buy the masterclass. Although, you know, buying the masterclass will rapidly show you how to massage your partner and find technique. You know, there's another theory that I've been working on. It's like you don't need to be amazing at massage to give your partner an amazing experience. Like connection before technique. But the better your technique, the bigger the connection will be.
That makes a lot of sense. So you said contouring, and I love the setting the intention. I mean, that's half the battle with a lot of the things we talk about on this show. If it's you want to prioritize intimate time, it's saying, hey, let's set up a date night, and this is no different.
Yeah, it's communicating. This is what I need from you. You know, I think we're also very scared of telling our partners what we need from them, because what if they reject us? You know, what if they're like, hey, I want to massage you, and your partner goes, well, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. You know, who likes massage? You know, I get this. This is a common barrier that I find as well. I had one guy that came to my live workshop. So before I filmed Melt was filmed in 2014. Before we filmed it, I ran live workshops for 8 years. So I taught couples how to massage face-to-face and thousands of them, which gave me an opportunity to refine the techniques and the way I teach and really work out, yes, this is, it works face-to-face. I can now put it on video. I had this one guy, it was massive. He came into a workshop and he just walked straight up to me and he's like, I'm missing that football because of you. You know, like there are so many other better things to do than massage my partner right now. At the end of the class, he was my biggest fan. He's like, I need business cards. Everyone at the fire station needs to learn this. And his wife's like, he hasn't touched me like that in years. You know, it's just that intention of saying, this is what I need. And having your partner say, yes, I'm willing to do that with you is so important just to get the ball rolling. You never know what is going to happen on the other side. It could be an amazing experience.
It sounds like that guy really needed a massage himself.
Yeah, or just a connection. You know, I think it is the connection. It's like we really do let life get in the way. You know, in the beginning, in the honeymoon phase of relationships, man, it's so easy. You know, the hormones are flowing. You don't, everything's amazing. You know, do you want to go to the movies? Yes, of course. You know, do you want to go out for lunch? Of course, it's great. I just want to be next to you. You know, fast forward 7 years, do you want to go to the movies? Oh, can't be bothered, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's important to bring that awareness of not being scared to ask your partner, hey, I want to give you a massage, just set that up. And like you said, being game is the expression that we might say in the States. Like, I'm game, I'm up for anything, you know? Like,
yeah.
And we're like that a lot of times early in the relationship because we're trying to be our best self. We want to be fun and exciting, and we don't want to be inauthentic. I think we're just showing a part of ourselves that's like more excited. And then we get into these long-term relationships and that kind of can go by the wayside. So I talk about it a lot on the show with our guests that you have to consciously continue to try to do that. So I think couples massage is a great example of like going to your partner. You might not even look at Dennis's video, but just say, hey, can I give you a massage? Surely you're not going to be absolutely atrocious. And that's beautiful. And then if you could get better at it, that's even better. So along that note, I want to ask you like specifically, so I don't know much about massage, but I think I know that, you know, you don't want to start super rough and hard and deep because you got to kind of warm up the muscles and ease into it. Can you talk specifically about how our listeners can start the massage?
So we went back to contouring. I'm sorry. So contouring solves everything. And this is the thing. It's like when you're contouring your hands, when your palms down and your fingertips down, you cannot massage deep. Like it makes a heavy hand feel relaxed. So when I start a massage, I'll always apply oil, right? And then from the very beginning, I'm contouring as one hand after the other, and I'm trying to cover as much of my partner's body as possible. The larger the surface area that you use when you're massaging your partner, and you don't need a lot of pressure. Like, I like to start the massage using oil drag. Like, it's the oil drag that kind of takes away the surface tension. There's a thing that I call the Mercus drop. I mean, I kind of like plug myself. My last name's Mercus. The Mercus drop is a moment in time where your partner lets go, right? So every massage will have this. And even if you're in a professional setting, I find that every massage will have this too, where there's a moment in time where the person you're massaging will let go and their body drops. Their shoulder drops or they'll sink into the massage table. It's their body telling you, I'm ready. You can do whatever you want. I trust your hands. And that's when we go in deep. So the beginning, it's all about long, flowy strokes, warming up the body, warming up the massage oil, showing your partner, hey, I'm confident. I know what I'm doing. And then when you feel this drop happen, then we can start getting into using our thumbs, the heel of our palm, using all of our fingers, and you can start stylizing your massage according to the knots within your partner's body that you know that they need released. And that's either you are good enough that you know where these knots are, or it's as simple as saying, babe, tell me where it hurts, you know? The good thing is though, Chase, like the body is, when it comes to massage, it's not that complex. Like we all have knots in similar places, you know, unless you're dealing with a specific injury or some sort of ailment. We all have knots in the same place. So it's pretty easy to just guess, oh, here in the top of the shoulders, I call them golf balls, we feel knots. Or the back of the neck, you'll feel something. Or in the middle of the back, in between the rhomboids, in between the spine and the shoulder blade, there's lots of knots as well. So it's pretty easy to find the places that help your partner relax. But to start off with, contouring is your best friend. It's what's going to make your partner relax. It's a technique that you'll pick up in 30 seconds and you'll learn. It'll bring you connection. It's warming. It really broadens out that stroke to make you feel like you're encompassing. You know, at the end of my longest stroke, I call it the basic stroke. So the first stroke that I teach you is the basic stroke. It's all about contouring. At the end of that stroke, because we're in that pottery scene, it ends with a hug as well, which is phenomenal. Like it just feels so nice to have this come down after a long stroke, a nice hug, and then we just keep repeating that until your partner sinks back into you. And then we start our deep tissue work.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I want to dive back into what happens after the hug or how long that should take, but I want to highlight what you mentioned of just asking your partner what feels good. The partner having the ability to communicate that. I mean, it seems so basic, but it's such a valuable thing in all things in relationship of like, hey, this feels good. Do more of that. This doesn't feel good. Do less of that. That's so powerful.
Do you know Simon and Garfunkel? Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, So before Melt, I had Melbourne's largest hotel massage company. And Art Garfunkel came to Melbourne to perform. And the hotel calls me up and they're like, Dennis, we want you to massage Art Garfunkel. I'm like, okay, sure, no worries. I go in, I meet this guy, and he was like, I set up the massage table and he starts taking his clothes off. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm about to get on the massage table. I'm like, well, before that happens, I want to just sit down with me. I want to know what you need. What do you want from me before we start this massage? So I know exactly how to give you the massage you want. And this guy, he sits down and he's a little bit taken back. He's like, you know, in 30 years, no one's ever asked me what I want. Like, everything's been done for me. Management's told me where to go, what to do, when to eat. And it was a powerful moment to have someone so big that we all know who Art Garfunkel is, to say, you know, you've connected with me. You're actually listening and wanting to hear what I need. It was quite a surreal moment.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one. Estrocontrol. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estrocontrol contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estrocontrol eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estrocontrol was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estrocontrol is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estrocontrol works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
I love that. And yeah, it's a great way after you set up the massage with your partner, you say, hey, what's hurting you? Where are you feeling like you want me to concentrate? And yeah, it's just showing a level of care and that you want to help your partner. I love that because it's, what we're talking about is it's not just about the physicality. It is the communication and obviously creating trust and connection through that. So I want to go back to the contouring. So we do the contouring and then you said it ends that section with the hug. How long should someone, and I know should is probably not the word, but how long do you recommend someone contour before the hug?
So the hug will happen at the end of the massage stroke. So the way I teach the basic stroke is done for a few reasons. One is to show them how to contour. The other one is to create rhythm. So I separate that basic stroke into four parts, right? The massage stroke actually starts at the top of the neck, goes through your shoulders and down the arms, all the way down to your hands, right? And so that's the massage stroke. If you can imagine your partner starting at your neck, and then as they come into the shoulder, and they're working down towards the top of your arms, you're contouring. So palms are down, fingertips are down, your hands are as large as possible, as much surface area as possible, massaging down. You're cupping the arms, the top of the arms, cupping down past the elbows, and then you can interlace your fingers. If you can reach, most girls can't because our partner, like guys, will have bigger shoulders. But if you're a guy and you're massaging your partner, which is a female, you'll be able to interlace your fingers, and that's where your hug is. And this is the most important thing, is like the hug is about trying to cover as much surface area as possible. So right now, my chest is on my partner's back. My arms are wrapped around her. My fingers are interlaced, and then I pause. And the idea of the pause at the end of the massage stroke is to let your partner feel and process the massage stroke, right? So I'm in the pause and they're like, oh, this is nice. This is comfortable. I feel relaxed. I feel enveloped and safe. And then you brush your way back. There's no massage stroke. So fingertips just brush back to the very beginning. It's faster and lighter. And then we do it all over again. And you can do this chase 20 times, 30 times. Each time, as long as you can separate the massage stroke from the brush back so it feels very different. Because if you just massage down, this is one thing, like I use my male brain, and sometimes I'm like, I can be efficient at this. I can do this better. I can massage faster in less time. Why don't I massage on the downstroke and on the upstroke? We don't want to do that. It becomes mechanical, a bit like a windscreen wiper. We want to add flow to it. So we massage down, we pause, we brush back faster and lighter, and then start all over again. Massage down, slower, intentional, use the oil drag, contour as much as your hand as possible, is massaging down, and then hug. Your hug, mate, I mean, it all comes down to how much you want to hug your partner. It really doesn't matter. You know, this is a unique thing that couples massage, or that Melt gives you. No other massage practitioner, no other person in the entire world can give your partner this experience. Like, even if I was to massage your partner, Chase, she still won't let me in the way that she lets you in. Does that make sense? And I'm a professional. I've been doing this for 20 years. It doesn't matter. I cannot compete with your massage.
Absolutely. And yeah, and that's why it's so powerful, because yeah, someone can go and pay a massage therapist and get an amazing massage, and, yeah, and there's space for that. And that's good.
Oh yeah, you should absolutely do that. There are things that a massage practitioner can do that you can't do, but there are things, Chase, that you can do that your practitioner should definitely not be doing.
Exactly. You know? And yeah, and you're not going to create that connection, and that's not going to carry forward in the positive benefits in the relationship. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from couples working with you and how they express the benefits of doing this and how often they're doing it? Or
right. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, connection is a big part, you know, like most couples will start off to say that they're doing this to connect with each other. Another byproduct is sex. I mean, I don't teach you, all my stuff is filmed so delicately that your children can walk through the door and just go, oh, they're just watching a massage video, you know. But the intimacy is implied. It's almost like, and I'm very, very careful with how I filmed this. I wanted to take you to the point where you could naturally lead into sex, almost like foreplay before foreplay. You know what I mean? It's very gentle. It's very subtle. That hug is as intimate as I take it on screen. But you'll be able to figure out how to fill in the blanks afterwards. So sex is a big, big part. Then those couples that continue to choose to massage each other beyond I call it the honeymoon period, where it's like massage, sex, after a while, that kind of becomes normal. The couples that push through that barrier find an emotional connection. And like I said before, the better your technique, the bigger the emotional connection. And there's something that, something happens, and we see this in, like, you see this in sport, you see this in dancing. There's a flow state that happens when you get really good at something. And there's a flow state that comes with couples massage that you've never experienced before when you're both in tune and doing it at the same time. And you'll see this in the videos. I'm actually working on, Valentine's is coming up, and every year I kind of like create a new little massage routine for my audience. And I'm working on this Valentine's routine that's all just intimate. And I've never done this before. I'm pulling out clips from Melt that have never been shown before, but I'm breaking down exactly every intimate moment within Melt's masterclass that hasn't been put on screen or even talked about, just to show how we connect during a massage. And it's something that comes naturally. You'll find, as long as you put yourself in that environment, it will unfold itself. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And I think now it's just time to try it, right? And you've given myself and our listeners a great primer, I think, as much as we can do in an audio format, but I wanted to get really actionable tips from you so that people, I definitely recommend watching the free YouTube videos, signing up for the masterclass, but I don't want there to be an excuse for not starting, because I think a lot of times we might be looking for a reason or I'll wait. And it's like, no, you've given some great tips on how to start, the conversations that you can have, how to communicate and contour and just get going and then dive deeper and watch the videos, get better. But I always like to have those actionable things.
Actually, I have an actionable thing for you. This is for Valentine's Day 2022, right? Because I'm not sure if people will hear this podcast later, but this Valentine's Day, and no one knows this, Chase. Like, no, you're the first person that I'm announcing this to. But this Valentine's Day, I'm going to give away $10,000 to a couple that shows me their massage. They just have to film 10 seconds of their Melt massage, and then they go into the draw to win 10 grand. And there's your actionable thing. Like, I just want couples to get their hands on each other, and they just need to show me. You know, they need to be a Melter. So they need to have an active subscription or a lifetime membership, but that's it. Just show me 10 seconds of your massage and you go into the draw. You don't have to be good. It doesn't matter how bad you are. It doesn't matter how good you are, as long as you're having a go.
I love that. Yeah. Get out there and do it. And if money's an incentive, great. If connection is an incentive, even better, or do both. But appreciate that, Dennis, and we'll be sure to link to that in the show notes and on the website. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online? And if there's anything you want to emphasize or maybe something that we skipped over, and then we'll say goodbye.
So it's really easy, couplesmassagecourses.com, or as simple as Google Melt Massage for Couples, because it's all about making your partner melt. I mean, I think we've covered a lot this morning, and more than what I expected to be talking about. It's good.
Awesome. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing this great actionable advice. Our listeners can find all the links in the show notes and on the website, idopodcast.com. And thanks again.
Thanks, Chase. It was great chatting to you.
As always, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.